Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetah.webs.com. And now, here is your host, Hill.
Hey, good morning, Cheap Cheetah family. How are you this morning? I know you're asking, why are you on Monday morning instead of Sunday? Sunday I had something to do, so unfortunately I had to skip out, so I'm here with you today. But the important thing is I'm here with you, right? How is my family doing? How was your weekend? I hope everyone got out and did some great stuff, because in New York we had a great weekend. I hope where you are, you had a great weekend too, weather-wise. It is May 4th, can you believe it? Time is moving so quick. I want to thank my people, my archivers, my chat room. Thank you for being part of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show this morning and every morning. I appreciate you, and you know I love you, and we are family. I want to talk to you about some things before we get into today's topic. You know we have T-shirts on sale, the Cheap Cheetah News. It's the Cheap Cheetah T-shirts on sale, and the T-shirt says Cheapskates Do It Better. You can find the T-shirts, which is a great, nice colors, any color you want. I made them just for you. You can find them on my webpage. You can find them on Facebook. You can email me, and I'll let you know exactly where you can purchase the T-shirts. This is for a limited time only, so get your T-shirt and be proud to be a Cheap Cheetah or a Cheapskate. Free ebooks. You know about the free ebooks, Frugal Living 30 Minutes or Less, and the Holiday Savings, a Cheap Cheetah Way, all are free. Contact me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. I'll let you know where to get them. Also, become a part of the Cheap Cheetah family like you are here on Blog Talk. We have a Facebook page, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. We also have a website, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show .blogspot. So either be a part of the Facebook page, the website page, the Twitter page. Just be a part. You know what I'm saying, folks? Just be a part. If you have a product or service that you would like for me to talk about, or would you like to come on the show and talk about yourself regarding saving, making, or having fun with money, please let me know. You can contact me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. And the rest of that stuff, we all know, you know, where to find me and other books. I also have books on Amazon and Kindle and Creative Space, Cheap Cheetah Tip Jar, Best of Cheap Cheetah Money Show, Part 1, My Real Estate Diary, all of that. You can find on Amazon, Smashwords, Kindle, Creative Space, or you can email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com, and I'll let you know where to get the books at. So now we got through that. Let's talk about the recession. Okay, we just got over it, a couple of years ago? And let me familiarize you with what I'm talking about. Housing foreclosures, where people losing their houses, people losing their jobs, corporate greed was running muck. It was just a downsizing era. Everybody was losing. Jobs, homes, everything. Credit cards were, you know, out of control. People were just running rampant. Things were running rampant. Remember that? We just finished that. And really, I don't really say, they say we're over the recession, but I don't really feel it. But the question today is, what have you learned from the Great Recession? Okay? And I'll give you some thoughts of what people have learned, and I'll share with you my personal thoughts of what I've learned. And, you know, you think back and say, okay, fine, you know, things were going crazy and stuff like that, and maybe you can take what I'm telling you today and say, you know what, I didn't learn anything, but I'm going to start, you know, getting my act together when it comes to saving, making, having fun with money. So let's talk about it. Some people learn from the Great Recession, which was a great teacher in so many ways, that never overreach. People were unprepared for the hard times because it was a spending era. Remember, you were getting homes for, if you were making $30,000, $40,000, you were getting loans for homes that were like $500,000, $350,000, knowing that you couldn't afford that mortgage payment. But you were getting those loans where you'll pay a little bit in 5 years, and then after 5 years, it ballooned, your mortgage payment ballooned to where you couldn't afford it. People were getting houses left and right. People were spending money, excuse me, because they knew their job was always going to be there, and you know what? It wasn't. So they overreached when it came to excess spending. Greed is one of the most destructive attributes of humans. We're greedy. We like to have everything right there. We believe in instant satisfaction. Excuse me. And what I mean by that is we believe in, I want it now. I don't want to wait for it. I don't want to save for it. I want it now. Knowing that I can't afford it, knowing that I may have to sacrifice a whole lot of stuff to get it, we want it now. So, yeah, we're greedy. We all have a greedy nature in us. I mean, we're human. But it's just how much you let that greed control you is the key, okay? Life is simple and humbling. If you live your life very simple and you're very humble, you go on life and you do what you got to do, and, you know, it's like don't let the greed overtake you, and don't be prepared for what may happen. That's what we're talking about today, what people learn from the Great Recession. Do not overextend yourself. Don't go overboard with recurring expenses like mortgages and loan payments. What people were doing with the Great Recession also, they were taking out these high mortgages, didn't have enough income coming in to pay the mortgages. Instead of getting the fixed rate mortgages, they were getting, I don't remember the name of it now, but it was a mortgage where in the beginning you pay a low amount and then after 5 years, your adjustable rate, that's it. They were getting adjustable rate mortgages where in the first 5 years you'll pay a little bit, but then after the fifth year, it balloons to a big amount. And then what you were doing, a lot of people who were buying houses or already had houses, they were taking the equity out of the houses and start going on vacations and stuff. And what I mean by equity is, okay, you bought say, $100,000 house. You've paid the mortgage off. Now your house is worth, say, maybe went up in value, say, $150,000. So maybe you have $50,000 to play with. So you can pull the $50,000 out of your home and then use it to either pay down bills or go on vacation. A lot of people pulling money out of their home to buy stuff, go on vacations, buy fancy cars, just buy stuff that was not necessary. And then, you know, you have to pay that back. So you pay it back, or when you get ready to sell a house, instead of your house being worth, say, $350,000, maybe house is worth $300,000 or whatever, you don't pay it back, it's a loan. So you're getting a loan against your house where you can lose your house. So a lot of people are getting equity loans and then couldn't pay it back and walked away because they lost their job. There were so many things going wrong. So don't overextend yourself. The church-going, supposedly ethical people saw no problem with buying houses they knew they couldn't afford and then playing the victim card by living in these houses without making payments. Again, we talked about that. People would live buying houses they couldn't afford, let the house lapse, go into foreclosure, and still living in the house until the sheriff comes in, you know, puts them out, which was a long period of time. So they knew they couldn't afford these houses, but people were still buying them. Yeah, you're making $30,000, but you want to live in a mansion. I mean, where's the logic in that? So people learned. A lot of people had no sense of personal responsibility and integrity. True. That's where the greed factor comes in at. A lot of people let their mortgage payments exceed the amount of rent that you can collect if you need to rent it out. True. In addition to retirement, it's a good idea to have at least $10,000 in the bank account in case you get laid off. A lot of people learned that they were on their own for retirement. because a lot of people at that period of time got laid off. A lot of people did not plan for retirement like they should have. So now a lot of people are learning that, yes, retirement is one of your key factors when you're working and you're setting money aside, and to at least have emergency funds in the bank, which I always tell you about, at least $10,000 just in case you get laid off. And, yes, if you get unemployment, the unemployment is only going to last for a X amount of period of time, and you still need to live and eat and look for a job, so you need the money, and you need just-in-case money. But we always talk about that. Also, the Great Recession, remember, companies were also laying off workers, and they were calling it streamlining. People were buying McMansions, and they couldn't afford it. People were going on vacation to extend their credit card. They couldn't afford it. But people were not improving their job skills because people thought their jobs were for life, and they got a reality check. A lot of doors were closing. A lot of major companies, a lot of people were making major money, and they realized, I'm not making any more because the simple fact is my company went out of business, or my company laid us off, but the CEO took $3-4 million in a buyout package. You know what I'm saying? So you can't always depend on the job. Get your skills up. But I tell you this all the time. Don't be too proud to move where the jobs are. So if you are in Seattle and you have to move to Alaska because that's where the jobs are, then move. If you're in New York and got to move to South Carolina because that's where the jobs are, then be prepared to up and move. Okay? You never know. The quality of life may be so much better. The job may be so much better. And you never know unless you take the chance. So get up on your job skills, and if you have to move for a job, pack up everybody, say, see you when I see you, and keep it moving. Okay, you have to live simple and humbly so that you can live on less than you have to be content. And remember, there's still a lot of things you can do for free. People, all of a sudden, when recession came and everybody was living high on the hog, and then there was no more that, people start really looking at their finances and starting getting on the frugal movement, the cheapskate movement. You know, I'm cutting back, I'm cutting down, I'm trying to live a simple life. That's when living in a simple house started a big thing. So everybody really started looking at their lifestyles and saying, you know what, my lifestyle is too expensive, and what can I do to cut it back? So you have to really sit back and think, what am I doing? Even now that the job market is good, housing is supposed to be coming back, everything is okay for now, but be prepared. And I always tell you this. We always have emergency fund. We're paying down our debt. We're paying down our mortgage. And we're being prepared for what if. Because, I mean, 9 to 5 is good. If you love your job, I love it too. But sometimes people don't want to work every day. They don't want to go to a job every day. Sometimes it's just killing their life energy, and they want to do something different. And see, by having money and making sure your bills are paid and living a very simple life, that allows you to do what you really want to do in your life without having to go to a 9-to-5 every day. I'm not saying don't make money. I'm just saying make money your way and not somebody else's way. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about the Great Recession and what we've learned from it. You treat debt like a dead horse. The stink of it will follow you for a long time. Meaning that debt is bad. Debt is a curse. You want to get the curse away from you. Credit cards, mortgage payments, excessive debt is bad for you, and it stinks. We don't like to be funky. We don't like for people to look at us and smell us and say, oh, you smell bad. We don't want that. That's what debt is, you smelling bad. In order to get not smelling bad, to smell good, get rid of the debt. Make the sacrifice and get rid of the debt. Never rely on the government to take care of you. And that's true. If you have to go through the government, food stamps, Medicaid, welfare, all that, if you run Social Security, if you're relying on the government, I hate to tell you, the government broke. I know we're saying, oh, Social Security will be there, whatever. If it is, make it extra. Don't make it a way of life. Don't say, okay, I'm going to work 100 years and just live on my Social Security because I never saved anything. Don't depend on Social Security because Social Security is not enough to live on. Remember, retirement is a three-legged stool: Social Security, pension, and your own savings plan. Okay? You need three legs to the stool to balance yourself to live a comfortable life. Don't depend on the government. I'm not saying don't go for it. If you need it, go for the services that you need. But be prepared to be shot down. Be prepared to fight. Be prepared to argue. You know how the government is. All right, just be prepared. And really, don't depend on it. Your Social Security is your Social Security, and they owe that to you. But everything else, you basically are on your own. So you have to be creative, resourceful, and be very determined to get what you have to get in order for you to survive. The recession has taught people to be frugal, has taught people to be frugal and use good judgment. And it's true. The recession has really taught people that they had to take a step back, look at the way their lifestyle is, and tweak their lifestyle and change their lifestyle in order for them not to be caught out there. Perfect example, look at Detroit. Detroit has so many houses and so many people caught out there because the main industry was auto. When the auto industry lifted up and said, look, we can't do this no more, the whole city seemed like they collapsed. You have high unemployment. You have houses that are foreclosures. Some of them are, the city's trying to knock down. Detroit wanted to claim bankruptcy. The city workers for Detroit didn't know what they were getting their pensions or not. That's what I'm saying. You depend on one thing all your life, and then it's not there no more. Now what? Your whole life is going down the toilet because of one industry? That didn't make any sense. You have to depend on you. It's about you. You go to work every day. You do what you got to do, but you always have in the back of your mind, just in case. Just in case my company wants to act up. Just in case my company wants to close down and fire everybody. What am I going to do? You got always, like they say in my job, always cover your ass. Same with life. You always have to cover your ass. No job is secure unless you work for yourself. And that's true. Even if you work for yourself, you always have to do what you got to do to keep some money coming in. They said, oh, the federal government secured the city. The city was laying off, too, at one point. Okay? Like I said, we just talked about Detroit. Detroit was laying off their workers and their pension. They wasn't sure about their pensions anymore and stuff. It's about you. Like Nike says, do you. Reevaluate exactly your lifestyle, what you can cut back. Make your categories. Make sure you're funding retirement. Make sure you're funding your emergency fund. Make sure you're funding a couple of dollars for your medical if you're not covered by medical. Make sure you're funding, you're paying down your debt. Live a simple life. There's nothing wrong with that. Trust me when I tell you. You're not going to miss out on anything. It's just, if you want to go to movies, then go when it's cheaper. If you want to take your kids out for entertainment, ride bikes, go to the park. There's a lot of free stuff you can do with your kids, especially with the summertime coming up. If you got relatives, ship them jokers down to the relatives for a minute. There's a lot of things. If you want to downsize to a smaller house, you can do that. Sell everything, have garage sales, have estate sales, get the money up. Think outside the box. But I always tell you that, folks. I always tell you, think outside the box to create a different lifestyle for yourself. When it comes to, you know, being about you, because it is all about you and how you want to live. Bank failures do and can happen even with FDIC behind them. And bank failures, we've seen that in the recession too, where banks failed. You got your money, but banks do fail. So they're not infallible either. Real estate prices can fluctuate more than people can imagine, and that's true. You can get a house today that's worth $500,000, and in 2 years you'd be underwater, which means the house is worth $250,000, but you're paying a mortgage on $500,000. Because remember now, just because you bought the house at $500,000 and the mortgage went and the house value went down to $250,000, your mortgage is not going down to $250,000. Okay? You're not paying mortgage on $250,000. You're still paying that high mortgage on that $500,000 because that's what you signed up for. Because remember, a mortgage is a loan. Okay, only thing that may go down is your property taxes, but everything else is going to stay just as high. So think before you buy houses. Advance yourself with growth and innovation and technology. Okay? Again, improve your skills. Improve your skills. Improve your skills. Improve your health. Improve you. You know, it's all about you and about what you want out of life. Life is short. Do you and improve you. Keep a job if you need to, but just in the back of your mind, make sure it's all about you. What else have we learned? Live small, low debt, keep your car payment small if you need a car. Cars, is it me? Cars are so daggone expensive, it's ridiculous. $25,000, $30,000. A little car that I really wanted, it was real cute, they want $18,000 for it. It's crazy. The car, it was a little car, miniature car, it's real cute. That car to me is now maybe $6,000, $7,000. They want $18,000. Cars are expensive in certain places. You do need a car. You don't need a $67,000 car. You don't even need a $30,000 car. If you can get away with a $10,000 car to get you back and forth, do it. Heck, if you can ride a bike, do that too. But you basically need a car for groceries and stuff and picking up stuff and for emergencies. So low car debt, very low. Don't be spending $400 or $500 a month on no car notes. That's ridiculous. Save more than you think you're going to need when a crisis hits, like a home repair, hot water bill, hospitalization, something like that. You'll be ready for it. Always have an emergency fund three times the amount you think you're going to need. So if you think you need $5,000, save $15,000. If you think you need $20,000, save about $25,000, $30,000. Whatever you're comfortable with saving, that's what you stick with. If $10,000 is comfortable for you as far as emergency fund, then save $10,000. $5,000, save $5,000. Save what you're comfortable with, but just make sure it's twice the amount that you think you're going to need. So that's an individual call of how much people are comfortable with when it comes to saving. Don't be afraid to job hop. If your company is not taking care of you, look for another job and leave and find a company that will take care of you. It's going to treat you right. Because some of these companies nowadays are not treating their workers nice. They're not being very nice to them. And if you're not happy with their company and you're miserable, why stay in a situation where you're miserable at? Look for another job, but keep the job you have until you find one that's a good fit for you and that you'll enjoy. Okay, why be miserable for 20, 30 years, the duration of your working time? Okay. Do you think you can take it easy for 6 months on unemployment? Get out and network and get your resume up to date. Get to know people who put you in the next job position. If you are laid off for whatever reason, yeah, you take a break. Maybe take a week or two tops. Get your unemployment. Decide what you want to do with the rest of your life in the 2 week period that you're out. And then if you know you need a job, don't rest on your morals. Get up, get out, network, send out your resumes. Even if you have to, take a part-time job and do what you got to do. You know, use your unemployment, yes, and do what you got to do. If you have to go back to school, whatever, see if the government will pay for you to go back to school. See if any opportunity there is to enhance your lifestyle and your job skills, take it. A lot of times unemployment will give classes and things like that on computers, on resume updates, on interviewing. Take advantage of all the free stuff and get out there if you have to get a job and get your job. Don't blame anybody but yourself if you screwed up financially. You decide who and where your money goes. That is so true. Don't blame it on your boss. Don't blame it on your spouse. Don't blame it on the grass not growing outside. Don't blame it on Boo Boo and her friend. It's you. You get a check once a week, once every 2 weeks, once a month. You decide where that money goes. You sit down with your spouse if you have a partner and say, look, this is where our money's going. So if you spend it foolishly, that's on you. If you're not saving and investing and putting away for your kids, that's on you. That's nobody else. You're in control of your financial life. Stop being a child about it and grow up. Before you know it, you're 20. you blink your eye, you're 30. You blink your eye, you're 40. Next thing you know, you're like, dang, I'm 70 years old. Where did all my money go? I've worked all these years, and I've made over $1 million in paychecks. Where did my money go? Okay? It's you. Look at your lifestyle and think what it is that you want to do, how you want to do it, and plan for it. It's summertime. There's no reason why you can't think out the box right now. It's nice. It's beautiful. Life is too short, and you want to do you. Let's start thinking out of the box. Next week, we are talking about Happy Mother's Day and money in the news. You know, it's May. It's money in the news time. There's so much going on, and we need to talk about it. When it comes to making, saving, and having fun with money. We have a few minutes, and I just want to go over a few things with you regarding what we've learned from the recession, and that's save your money, have emergency fund, update your skills. It's about you. It's always been about you. When it comes to saving, making, having fun with money, it's you. What you want to do with your money is up to you. You can't blame nobody else. Right? If you're not happy with your situation, what do they say? Change it. Change your situation. Okay? How do you change it? One step at a time. Make your budgets. Decide where the money's coming from. Decide where the money's going. And decide what I'm going to change. You can't change overnight. Just like you can't stop smoking overnight. You can't stop eating sweets overnight. You change one step at a time. And as you integrate these steps, it becomes a part of you. You're going to do them subconsciously. It's like, oh, wow, I didn't know I'm doing it because you've been doing it for so long, it's going to be a part of you. So let's change. We're changing together. I'm not perfect. Trust me, sister ain't perfect. I got some changing to do myself. My biggest problem is food. I'm a sweetaholic, and I have to stop for medical reasons. And I like to, well, I go to supermarket shopping every day and I have to stop because I spend way too much money on food. Like $400 a month for two people is way too much money. So I have to do my own changes too. And since I'm no longer working by my choice, I have to find creative ways to make the money that I do make stretch, which I'm not making that much. So I have to find creative ways to make my money stretch and allow me to do what I want to do, like go on vacations, have a little bit of fun, gamble a little bit, but not too much. You know, you still got to live life. It's just you have to live it in a different way. So I'm still trying to learn that. So you're not alone. Trust me. I'm always going to be here with you. I'm always going to fight with you. I'm always going to help you in any way I can because I'm with you. I'm fighting with you. I'm doing the same things you're doing, maybe on a different scale, but I am here with you. What do I always tell you? We are family. You can come to me if you have questions, if you have topics you want me to talk about, anything that's regarding saving, making, and having fun with money, you can come to me. You know where to find me, cheapcheat@yahoo.com. Email me, go to Facebook, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Say, look, Cheap Cheetah, I have a question. I'm going to tell you straight, I am not a financial expert. I've done a few things. I've made a lot of plans in my life. I've conquered some major milestones in my life, but I'm not a financial expert. If you need financial help, I'll point you into the right place to go. But I'm just talking to you from experience. That's all. And sometimes you need an experienced person instead of a person with 100 degrees that don't know what the heck is going on. So I'm going to tell you like it is. You know, I've done a lot of things, and I'm here sharing them with you right here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. I am part of you. I am family. And on that note, keep your money on your mind on your money. I appreciate you. I love you. And I will see you on Sunday when we talk about money in the news on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Have a great week. Enjoy it. And let's think out the box this week. Share your thoughts with me. Until then, have a great, great day.